Gittin per Ches Mishnah Tas. Hamagarish es ishtoi velona ima bupundaki. Person divorces his wife, and then he stays with her in a hotel. And we have Edi Yichud there. However, we don't have Edim that saw them have Bia. Beishamai says, we don't need a second get. There's no reason to assume that they had Bia, because Beishamai does not hold of Hein Heim Edi Yichud, Hein Ein Edi Bia. That just because you see them have Yichud, you assume that they had Bia as well. And Bifrat, we said, Yushalmi brings that the sheet of Beishamai, at the end of Mesach, this person is only Megarish, his wife, for Znus. And since she was Mizana, according to Beishamai, that's why he divorced her. Also, no reason to assume that he would have Bia with her, because she's repulsive to him. However, Beis Hillel holds that he does need a second get. Because according to Beis Hillel, Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Hein Edi Bia. All you need, and this is, the Rav says the halacha is like this, that all you need is witnesses to see that they had Yichud, and that's the same thing as seeing that they had Bia. And that's why you need a second get, according to Beis Hillel, because we assume that he had Bia, and Ein Adam also Bilas Bilas Zinus. If he's going to have Bia with her, we assume if he did have Bia, that he did it L'shem Kiddushin, that he did it to remarry her again, and that's why he needs now a second get. Ei Masai, when does Beis Hillel Chaylik on Beis Shammai Bisman Shenisgarshim Na Nisuin? This is only when the first time when he got divorced it was from Nisuin, after he already took her in as his wife and lived with her. Umodim Binisgarshim Na Erisin Shenitzricha Yemen Get Sheni. However, if he just was divorced from Erisin, he would not need a second get, Mipnei She'ein Libo Gaspa, because he's not overly familiar with her, and we don't assume, because he wasn't as familiar with her, that he would have Bia with her. So we're saying that Heinein Edi Yichud, Heinein Edi Bia, is only when it's Libo Gaspa. But if it's not Libo Gaspa, and we don't assume that he would have Bia with her. And the Mishnah ends, Knasa Beget Kereach, person marries a woman that was divorced from her first husband with a Get Kereach. A Get Kereach is a Get that was given as a Get Mekusher. A Get Mekusher is the Chazal or Misakin, like the Gemara says, for Kohanim that were generally Kapdonim. They're involved in avodah all day. The Kohanim are Zrizim, and because of that, what could happen sometimes is that they have less patience. And once a Kohen divorces his wife, he can't remarry her. So they wanted to make it harder that when a Kohen decided to divorce his wife, that it was a process. That to write a get was not a simple thing. That they had to write a get mekusher, which is, like the Rav points out, that they would stitch every one or two lines, or even sometimes more. They would fold and stitch the parchment they wrote on after they wrote a few lines. And then they would have the Edim then sign on the outside, and then they would stitch again, another line or two. And again, the aid would sign on the outside. So this was a longer process, and this would deter, and this sometimes would save the Kohen from actually proceeding, because by the time the get was fully written, it could be he cooled off and he didn't want to divorce her anymore. But what happens on this get mekusher, that on one of the folds, there was no Edim written. It was kereach, normally means bald, so it was bald. Teitzim mizeh mizeh v'chol adrochim elubah. And this, the Rav says, is the Mishnah's Rabbi Meir, who holds anybody that changes from the matbeah, the chachamim, we're misakin, it's a pasul get, and the vlad is a mamzer. However, we don't hold, like Rabbi Meir, the children are not mamzerim.